Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you're a future builder, an innovator, maybe someone with a dream simmering, you are absolutely in the right place. Today, we are diving headfirst, really getting into a topic that, let's be honest, often feels like the biggest gatekeeper for innovation. Funding. You know, getting the capital for your groundbreaking venture. But forget those old ideas of like impossible walls and endless paperwork. We're here to cut through all that noise. We're going to distill some game-changing strategies and hopefully equip you with a clear blueprint to turn that vision you have into something real, something tangible. This deep dive, it's really custom-tailored for you, the ambitious learner, the visionary, the person ready to build that future and unlock the funds to make it happen. Our mission today. Pretty clear. Let's demystify startup financing. Let's move past those traditional hurdles and maybe turn some of that financial anxiety into clarity, control even. Our guide for this is a really insightful article, Financing Your Business is Simpler with Spartan Cafe. It digs into modern dynamic ways to get capital. And speaking of empowering, we're really thrilled that this deep dive is brought to you by Spartan Cafe. It's the ultimate ecosystem for builders, connecting innovators like you with capital and, crucially, mentorship. And also, while you're conquering the world, don't forget your own well-being. Check out Stay Well Global at staywellglobal.com. Seriously, your partner in thriving. Okay, ready to jump in?
Absolutely. And I think it's really essential right now to grasp that there's a fundamental shift happening in entrepreneurial funding. It's really changing the old ways, you know, the rigid requirements, the traditional gatekeepers of capital, they're evolving. And having fresh perspectives isn't just like an advantage anymore. It's becoming a necessity. This article, Financing Your Business is Simpler with Spartan Cafe, it isn't just theory. It really offers a practical roadmap. It underscores this idea that you can get the freedom to build your dream, supported by smarter, more accessible funding strategies. Mm-hmm. It kind of promises a path that feels less like a huge battle and more like a strategic journey, you know, one where the lights are actually on.
Yeah, I think everyone listening can relate to that initial feeling, right? The passion, the clarity you have for your idea, the conviction that it's going to change things. You can almost see it. But then, boom, that moment hits. The stark realization that between your brilliant concept and making it happen, there's this huge financial gap. The article nails it. Many brilliant ideas die not from lack of vision, but from lack of funding. That hits hard, doesn't it?
It really does.
Because it speaks to this shared frustration, this problem that can feel, well, incredibly isolating. For so many people, trying to get financing feels less like a clear path and more like, I don't know, a maze, an impenetrable maze. And who hasn't felt that? That kind of confusing, labyrinthine feeling, trying to figure out complex financial terms in endless forms.
That maze analogy is incredibly apt. And it brings us to a really crucial point, understanding why the maze exists. Why do traditional funding models often, well, fail innovators? The system, as the source points out, can feel inherently biased against the new, the unproven, the truly disruptive idea. Think about traditional banks, for example. They're models. They're built on assessing risk through things like established track records, collateral, predictable cash flow.
Right. Things a new startup just doesn't have.
Yeah, exactly. Those are precisely the things a brand new startup, by its very nature, lacks. Banks are looking for stability, predictability, not the inherent ups and downs of early stage innovation. Then you look at the venture capital world. Now, VCs are definitely geared towards growth, yeah, but their investment ideas often need a certain level of market validation already.
Traction,
exactly. Or a team with a proven history of successful exits. They're typically chasing exponential growth in a pretty short time frame, which means they often prefer to invest in companies that have already, you know, ironed out a lot of that early stage uncertainty. And this creates a systemic issue. The article calls it favoring pedigree over performance.
Ah, interesting phrase.
Yeah. It means the system can inadvertently prioritize founders from, say, specific networks, maybe top universities, or those who've already had successful ventures, over just raw, unproven brilliance. So you see high rejection rates for first-time founders, even if their idea is fantastic. The application processes themselves, notoriously complex, time-consuming. It puts off agile startups that need to move fast.
Right. Deterrent.
And let's not forget those subtle investor biases. They can tragically overlook really unconventional market disruptors, those ideas that just don't fit neatly into existing boxes.
So what does this mean for you listening?
Well, it's Powerful validation, really. If you've hit these walls, it's likely not about your idea's worth. It's more a symptom of a system that maybe wasn't built for your kind of speed or ambition.
But
understanding that, that's the first step towards seeking different, smarter solutions, solutions built for your journey.
And the consequences of this tough landscape, they're stark. The article throws out a really sobering statistic. 82% of small businesses fail due to cash flow problems. Just let that sink in. 82%. It's not just a number. It represents what the article vividly calls a graveyard of potential. Imagine all those promising startups, you know, brimming with revolutionary ideas.
Wow.
Ideas that could solve huge problems, create new industries, or just make life better. But they never see the light of day. Why? Not because the core idea was bad, but because they couldn't get that initial critical funding. Couldn't build a prototype, hire that first essential person, or reach their first customers to get things rolling.
Yeah. The initial hurdle is huge.
It's the untold stories, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lost opportunities, products, services, forever locked in someone's head. And for you, the innovator listening, this statistic, it hits home. It sparks that powerful motivation, right? That deep desire to not become another casualty in that graveyard of brilliant but unfunded ideas. It's a real call to action. A refusal to let your dream end up on that list.
Exactly. And that shared frustration becomes a powerful rallying cry. The traditional system, like we've discussed, it wasn't really built for the agile innovator. It was more designed for the established players, those with existing resources, not for the brand new startup taking its very first steps. Recognizing this disconnect, it's actually incredibly empowering. It shifts the whole narrative from what's wrong with my idea to something more like, okay, how do I navigate a system that wasn't exactly built for me?
Yeah.
And that perspective, it opens the door wide open to exploring fundamentally different ways to get capital.
Okay, so here's where things get exciting. We pivot from, you know, outlining the problem to actually finding solutions. We're going beyond the banks.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving into those unconventional paths to capital that, honestly, many successful companies have used.
Right.
This isn't just about finding money. It's a whole mindset shift, understanding that, hey, not all capital comes from venture funds or bank loans.
Mm-hmm.
So many disruptive companies we admire, they started unconventionally, fueled by this potent mix of like ingenuity, resilience, and just smart resourcefulness. It's about leveraging that creativity and resilience qualities I know every builder and innovator listening possesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about smart resourcefulness, not just deep pockets.
Yes, and this part of the article is so important because it gives you tangible, actionable strategies, things you can actually do beyond the traditional routes. Let's break down a few of these alternatives. First up, bootstrapping. Now, this isn't just about being tight with money. It's a conscious strategy. Funding your business entirely through personal savings, maybe revenue from early sales, or just aggressively minimizing expenses. The source highlights the core benefits. It ensures full control and forces financial discipline. Makes sense, right? When it's your own limited cash.
Every penny counts.
Every single dollar is accountable. It naturally fosters this lean, efficient, and ultimately more sustainable business model right from the start. Lots of big names started this way. Dell, MailChimp. The downside, though, often means slower growth. It can demand huge personal sacrifice, and it might limit how aggressively you can compete on, say, marketing or hiring against rivals with big funding. It's often ideal for businesses with low startup costs or those that can generate revenue pretty quickly, proving the concept without needing much outside help. Okay, next. Grants. These are fantastic. Why? Because they represent non-dilutive capital.
Non-dilutive. That's key, meaning you don't give up ownership.
Exactly. You get funds without giving up any equity, any ownership stake in your company. It's like a scholarship for your business, basically. Money to fuel the vision. No strings attached in terms of ownership. Grants come from all sorts of places, government programs, private foundations, even corporate initiatives. Often they target innovation in specific areas, R&D or projects with a strong social impact. The key, you've got to meticulously research the eligibility criteria, really tailor your application to their specific goals, show how you align with their mission.
Makes sense. It's work, but worth it.
It can be rigorous, yeah. But the payoff of non-dilutive funding, it's immense. Grow without giving away pieces of your company. And then there's crowdfunding. This has totally changed the game for accessing capital. It has this powerful dual benefit, as the source points out. It validates market demand and builds a community of early adopters.
Yeah, that's smart. Two birds, one stone.
Totally. If hundreds or even thousands of people are willing to pledge money for your idea before it even fully exists, that is incredibly compelling market validation for any future investors down the line. And beyond just the cash, you're building a loyal community, a group of early fans, evangelists who will champion your product.
Like your first tribe.
Exactly. They're different types, right? Rewards-based, like Kickstarter, where you're basically pre-selling. Equity-based, selling small stakes. Even donation-based. Crowdfunding definitely needs a compelling story, a strong marketing push, careful management of expectations, but it really democratizes funding and gives you powerful proof points.
Those are really powerful options. And the article gives some great practical advice here. One crucial practical tip it shares. Before seeking external capital, exhaust your personal network and explore local accelerators that offer small seed funding.
Yes, so important.
Such a critical first step and often overlooked, right? Your personal network, even if it feels small, can offer those initial connections, vital feedback, maybe even small friends and family, or angel investments that start validating your idea. And local incubators, accelerators, they're not just about money. They are gold mines of mentorship, resources, a supportive community that give you that crucial early stage support and structure.
And to really hammer that home, the expert insight here is profound. The best way to predict your funding future is to create it through early customer validation and sales.
Great. I like that.
It moves beyond just asking for money. It's about generating real momentum, proving the concept works, getting those first customers, even just a few. It means you're actively building the very future you're trying to fund. That's the most compelling story you can tell any investor, that your idea already has people willing to pay for it.
That really is an aha moment for a lot of founders, isn't it? It ties perfectly back to another core idea. Even if you are looking for traditional funding later, the article notes, focus on demonstrating early traction, even small wins. Data, however minimal, speaks louder than concepts.
Absolute. Universally true.
And why did that matter so much? Because it's all about systematically de-risking your venture.
Yeah.
For any potential investor, angels, VCs, your crowdfunding supporters, anyone, any little piece of data, a few beta users, positive feedback, a pre-order, that first crucial sale, it transforms your idea from just a concept in your head into something tangible, believable, and way more fundable. Mm. It shows you're not just dreaming, you're doing. And your idea is actually resonating out there in the real world. And hey, while you're busy building that early traction, doing all that crucial work, don't let the financial admin side slow you down. For really seamless business operations, smart invoicing, effortless expense tracking, you really need to check out Fiscale LAI. It's the intelligent, intuitive way to handle your business finances. Honestly, it gives you back time and mental space to focus on those big, groundbreaking ideas. Say goodbye to spreadsheet nightmares. Hello to clarity. Just visit fiscal.com. That's FISCAPO.com to see how AI can seriously revolutionize your financial operations. Okay, so we've looked at the challenges, the different paths you can take. Now let's talk about the real game changer, the solution that seems designed specifically to tackle the frustrations and complexities we've been discussing. This is where Spartan Cafe comes in, and it really looks like it's redefining the landscape for getting innovation funded. The article is clear. It's way more than just a social platform. Think of it instead as a strategic ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Ecosystem is the key word.
Right. Imagine this single dynamic environment. Its whole promise, connecting builders like you with the capital you need and the critical mentorship for growth. It's a place where your idea gets the direct, targeted support it actually deserves.
And this is where Spartan Cafe really hits those core pain points we talked about earlier, strategically. Drawing right from the source material, its advantages are pretty distinct. First, it offers direct access to a curated network of angel investors and VCs. Now, that's huge. Why? Because it immediately cuts through that traditional investor bias issue, that old connections over merit problem.
Well, right. Avoids the gatekeepers.
Exactly. You're not just, you know, firing off emails into the dark. You're being connected within a pre-vetted environment to people and firms actively looking for what you offer. That curation means a higher chance of actual alignment, genuine interest, saves you so much time and effort. Another really groundbreaking feature, the AI consultants who help refine your business model and pitch strategy.
Okay, AI consultants. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, think about it. It's like next-gen stuff. Imagine uploading a draft of your business model and getting instant AI-driven feedback. Maybe on your market size assumptions or your competitive edge, or even suggesting tweaks to your financial projections.
Wow. Like an always-on strategy buddy.
Kind of. An intelligent co-pilot for your strategy, giving you real-time, data-backed insights that can seriously level up your approach. And finally, the article mentions strategic partnerships forged within the community open new funding avenues. This really highlights the collaborative power built into the platform. You're not just looking for capital alone. You're building alliances, maybe finding co-founders, discovering businesses that complement yours, which can lead to unexpected, powerful funding opportunities.
That makes sense. It's leveraging the network effect.
Precisely. The why it matters here is fundamental. Financing isn't just about the money. It's about getting the right access, building the right connections, getting the right insights. Spartan Cafe is built to give you that vital visibility and strategic edge in what can otherwise be a really noisy, opaque world.
And let's really unpack the unique features of this Spartan Cafe ecosystem, because this is where you see how comprehensive it is. This isn't just some basic website, right? Mm. It's like a whole toolkit, an arsenal designed for innovators. Think of it as your pocket ecosystem, your entire network, your project tools, all integrated in one place. No more scattered notes, juggling different apps, siloed contacts.
Mm-hmm. All together.
Everything connected, right at your fingertips. And what about immediate results? The idea is you can connect with collaborators and get feedback instantly. The pace of innovation today, it demands that kind of rapid connection and iteration. It's explicitly designed to help you build Fund Connect, giving you all the tools you need to move from idea to execution, smoothly guiding you through each stage. And in today's digital world, where can you truly find no noise? Mm. Spartan Cafe aims for a curated environment free from distractions. That sounds amazing, right? A huge contrast to the overwhelming, often irrelevant feeds on typical social media.
Definitely appealing.
We mentioned Talk to the App. That means you access AI consultants for instant strategic advice. Not just a generic chatbot, but sophisticated, intelligent guidance that can understand your ideas, offer strategic direction, help refine your approach in real time. You can apparently network without pressure, allowing you to build meaningful connections organically within this thriving community of dedicated innovators.
Hmm.
And what does that create? An authentic, unbiased platform, one built on merit and real results, where your ideas and how well you execute them are what matter.
That's the ideal, isn't it?
Absolutely. And crucially, it's positioned as not Facebook for business, purposefully setting itself apart as a professional ecosystem free from the usual social media chaos, singularly focused on building and funding. At its core, it's a results-focused platform. Everything is geared towards helping you build. This sounds exactly like the place ambitious innovators need to be. As the article itself powerfully puts it, you're in the right place. Let's build the future one idea at a time. Join Spartan Cafe. It's a direct invite to step up, engage with your ambition, unlock your genius.
And to really maximize that community power, here's a key piece of advice. Actively engage with the Spartan Cafe community. Share your progress, ask for feedback, and demonstrate your commitment. Visibility is currency.
Visibility is currency. Good line.
Yeah. It's not a passive platform where you just watch. It's an active ecosystem. Your participation directly translates into opportunities, support, recognition. The more genuinely you share and contribute, the more doors open. And for a deeper insight, remember this. Your network is your net worth, especially when seeking capital. Build genuine connections. This isn't about just collecting contacts like baseball cards.
Right. Quality over quantity.
Exactly. It's about fostering real relationships built on mutual respect, shared vision. Those are invaluable assets. They can open doors to funding, mentorship, collaborations you might never find through just, you know, cold outreach.
Okay, fantastic. So you've got the right ecosystem. The network is building. Next big hurdle, and maybe one of your most powerful tools, is nailing the pitch. As the article really emphasizes, a compelling pitch is your most powerful tool for securing Spartan Cafe financing. It highlights a basic truth. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Delivery matters.
Hugely. Mm-hmm. Put yourself in an investor's shoes, right? They see hundreds of pitches. They need to quickly, clearly understand three things. What's the big problem you solve? What's your unique solution? And is the market opportunity real and significant? Clarity and conciseness win every single time. It shows you respect their time and that you can actually articulate your vision with precision, with impact.
Exactly right. And crafting that investment-ready presentation, it means hitting specific marks, drawing right from the insights in our source. First, you absolutely must clearly define the problem and your unique, scalable solution. Foundational. If you can't articulate the real pain point you're addressing and how your solution is different and capable of growing big, you've lost them before you start. Second, you need to present a robust business model with clear revenue streams. Investors aren't just looking for cool ideas. They need to know exactly how you plan to make money, how you'll get customers, how the venture becomes profitable. It shows you understand the market, the economics.
The viability.
Precisely. And third, it's crucial to provide realistic financial projections and a clear use of funds. This shows you've thought critically about the future, your growth assumptions are grounded, and every dollar you get will be used strategically to hit specific goals. The key insight here: while your pitch deck tells a story, a compelling one hopefully, that story must be grounded in facts and projections, and it needs to be visually engaging and data-driven.
Right, not just walls of text.
Definitely not. Use infographics, compelling visuals, highlight key numbers to get your message across powerfully, memorably, and to connect this directly back to you, the listener. Ask yourself, what specific problem do you solve for the investor? And critically, what compelling return on their capital can you realistically offer them? Your pitch has got to answer those questions powerfully. Directly.
That is incredibly sharp advice. And just on a practical level, the article gives a fantastic tip. Focus on a 3-minute elevator pitch that highlights your core value proposition. Be able to expand from there.
Yes, the elevator pitch, classic for a reason.
Such a valuable skill for every entrepreneur, isn't it? Can you boil down your entire vision, problem, solution, impact ask into like 180 seconds? It forces you to clarify. Prioritize what's most impactful. Say it with laser focus. Make every word count. That ability to grab attention quickly, convey core value. Often the difference between getting that second meeting or just being forgotten.
And the deeper insight here, I think, is this. Great ideas are common, great execution, and the ability to articulate it are rare and invaluable to venture finance.
That's powerful. Execution and articulation.
It really emphasizes it's not just the brilliance of the concept, it's your ability to translate that vision into a compelling, understandable, and ultimately fundable story. What makes that rare? It's a mix, right? Crystal clear communication, confidence, deep market knowledge, infectious passion. And this is where an ecosystem like Spartan Cafe gives you a huge leg up. It's AI consultants and community feedback. They're designed specifically to help you sharpen your pitch deck and presentation skills. It's almost like an unfair advantage, giving you objective, intelligent refinement to take your pitch from just good to truly exceptional.
Okay, now let's touch on some common pitfalls. The traps that can sink even really promising ventures. The FAQ section in our source highlights some key mistakes you absolutely need to watch out for. Things like unclear value propositions, meaning investors just don't get why your thing is special or needed.
If they don't get it, they won't fund it.
Exactly. Unrealistic financial projections showing crazy optimistic numbers without a believable data-backed way to get there.
Loses credibility fast.
Right. Failing to research investors, showing you haven't done your homework on who you're pitching to, wastes everyone's time. And lacking a strong team, because investors back people as much as ideas.
Right.
They want the right mix of skills, experience, cohesion.
The team is critical.
And the article also points out that poor communication is also a significant hurdle. That covers everything from a messy presentation to just not being able to answer questions clearly. Think of these as your proactive checklist. Helps you self-diagnose, refine your approach, make sure your pitch is as sharp, credible, and compelling as humanly possible. All right? You've done it. Navigated the funding maze, crafted that killer pitch, successfully secured your capital, maybe through Spartan Cafe. Huge congrats. That's a massive achievement. But here's the critical pivot. A vital truth the article drives home. Securing Spartan Cafe financing is a milestone, not the finish line.
Yes, just the beginning of the next phase.
Right. The source stresses, how you manage that capital determines your long-term success. It's not just about getting the money. It's about the strategic discipline actions you take with it. That's what truly defines your path forward. This is where smart, sustainable growth really kicks in.
This transition from fundraising to growth management, it's absolutely critical. And our source outlines some key post-funding strategies for maximizing that capital, ensuring sustainable success. First, maybe the least glamorous, but most important, implement strict financial controls and budget adherence. This isn't just accounting homework. It's about embedding a culture of prudent spending right from day one.
Gotta watch the burn rate.
Exactly. Every dollar needs tracking, allocation, justification. Make the capital last longer, use it effectively. That means detailed budgets, rigorous expense tracking, closely monitoring that burn rate. Second, you need to prioritize spending on core product development and market acquisition. It's easy to get distracted, right? Shiny objects pop up. But every dollar you spend after funding, it needs to directly align with your core growth goals.
Focus.
Focus. Are you building the features customers actually need? Are you reaching your target market efficiently? Avoid spending on non-core stuff. Put the capital where it generates the most impact for foundational growth. third, and this is huge, maintain consistent, transparent communication with your investors. They put their trust, their capital into your vision. They expect and deserve to see regular progress reports, smart resource use, accountability.
Keeps the relationship strong.
Builds crucial trust. Positions you well for future funding rounds, if needed. Ensures you have their continued support. Whether it's monthly updates, quarterly meetings, informal check-ins, transparency is key. Beyond those, the article stresses setting up clear key performance indicators, KPIs, relevant to your business. Things like customer acquisition cost, MATIC key, lifetime value, LTV, monthly recurring revenue, MRR, conversion rates. Monitor these diligently. They provide objective proof of progress, help you make data-driven decisions.
And here's a really powerful practical tip from the source, specifically about building your team after funding. Hire slowly, fire fast. Every team member hired is a significant investment. Ensure they align with your vision and add tangible value.
So true. People are your biggest asset and potentially a biggest cost.
Right. It's not just filling seats. It's strategic talent acquisition, a bad hire, incredibly costly. Not just money, but to morale, lost momentum. Take your time. Find people who are skilled and aligned with your culture, your mission. And don't hesitate to make changes quickly if someone isn't the right fit.
And the expert insight here, it delivers a truly transformative long-term principle. Profitability is not an event, it's a habit. Build a culture of financial discipline from day one.
Profitability is a habit. I like that framing.
It's a profound mindset shift. Goes beyond just managing a budget or reacting to cash flow crises. It means embedding financial prudence, efficiency, sustainability into the very DNA of your company. It's about making smart financial decisions almost instinctively. Fostering a culture where everyone understands their role in managing resources well, that's the approach that ensures success long after the initial funding runs out.
And the great thing about an ecosystem like Spartan Cafe, it doesn't just vanish once you get the check. It keeps providing invaluable support long after funding. You still have access to that AI consulting for strategic advice, right? Which becomes maybe even more critical as you navigate scaling complexities, market shifts, unexpected bumps in the road.
Yeah, the challenges change, but the need for guidance doesn't.
Exactly. Plus, that vibrant community, it remains a powerful resource, offering peer insights and mentorship for managing growth and capital effectively. This ensures the platform isn't just a funding channel, but a continuous strategic partner, adapting with you as your business grows and evolves. Speaking of managing things smoothly as you grow, just another quick shout out for Fiscal AI. Honestly, it becomes even more indispensable as your venture scales. It intelligently automates invoicing, simplifies expense tracking, provides crystal clear financial reporting, giving you that vital visibility into your business's health. Don't let success bring new financial headaches. Let Fiscal AI streamline it all so you can keep focusing on building your empire. Discover the power of smart finance at fiscal.com. FISKL, fiscal.com. Okay, let's wrap up with some rapid-fire insights from the FAQ section of our source, directly tackling those common questions you might still have. These are the quick, actionable bits that cut right to the chase.
Sounds good. First up, preparing your business for, say, Spartan Cafe financing. The advice is clear. Prepare a solid business plan, validate your market, and build a strong pitch deck. To unpack that a bit, a solid plan is your roadmap, vision, market analysis, operations, financials. Validating the market means proving people need your solution. Customer interviews, surveys, maybe an early MVP, and crucially, demonstrate early traction or a clear path to it. Investors need to see movement. Proof.
Got it. And what about the range of funding options for early stage?
The article lists the key ones: angel investors, seed rounds, crowdfunding, grants, and strategic partnerships. Each has its own pros and cons, suitability, as we discussed.
And is Spartan Cafe only for certain industries?
Good question. The article clarifies. No, Spartan Cafe supports innovators and builders across various industries. Our focus is on impactful ideas and strong execution, regardless of sector. So tech, healthcare, consumer goods, whatever, if the idea and execution are strong, it's relevant.
Okay, the big question. How long does it typically take to get funded?
Ugh, the crystal ball question. The article says it varies greatly. Could be weeks for small angel money, could be months for larger seed rounds. But the key takeaway, preparation and networking speed up the process. The more ready you are, the stronger your network, the faster things tend to move. And what are investors really looking for, metrics-wise?
Yeah, the nitty-gritty.
They want the whole picture. Market size, team experience, product market fit, traction, users, revenue, scalability, and clear financial projections. And digging into something we mentioned, a strong understanding of your unit economics is key.
Unit economics. Break that down quickly.
Sure. It's basically the revenue and costs tied to a single unit of your business. Could be one customer, one product sold, one subscription. Investors obsess over this because it tells them if your business model is fundamentally profitable and scalable at the most basic level. Huge indicator of long-term health.
Makes sense. And finally, the really important one speaks to resilience. What should I do if my initial attempts to secure Spartan Cafe financing are unsuccessful? It happens, right?
Absolutely. It's part of the process for many. The advice is robust. Analyze feedback, iterate on your pitch and business model, and seek further mentorship. Leverage the Spartan Cafe community for guidance and new introductions. Persistence is key.
So don't give up. Learn, adapt, leverage.
Exactly. It's not just try again. It's a cycle. Learn, refine, connect, persist. Every no contains feedback. Use it. Sharpen your strategy, your presentation. Find new connections. Your resilience, your ability to learn from setbacks. Those are your superpowers on this journey. Truly.
Before we wrap this amazing deep dive, just one final reminder. Your brilliant ideas deserve brilliant financial management. FISICE-KL AI is that smart, intuitive partner for handling invoicing, expenses, reporting. It's designed for peace of mind, giving you back time to innovate, ensuring clarity and control over your finances. Seriously, check it out. FISICEL.com, FISKL.STEL.com. Transform your financial operations. Wow. Okay, what an illuminating journey that was. We've really dug into the often frustrating world of traditional funding. We've unveiled the power, the nuance of alternative capital routes, and we explored how Spartan Cafe really stands out as this unique strategic ecosystem built for builders. For you, remember, the path to bringing that vision to life, it demands this powerful dual commitment, doesn't it? You've got to be the relentless innovator pushing boundaries, and at the same time, you have to be that disciplined financial strategist, making sure your genius has the support to thrive.
And throughout it all, please remember, you are absolutely not alone in this. While the path from idea to funded reality, it can definitely be challenging, but ecosystems like Spartan Cafe exist precisely to simplify that process. Its entire reason for being is to connect you to the right people, the right advice, the crucial capital you need at the right time. So stop letting funding uncertainty stifle that genius inside you. Stop letting it hold back your groundbreaking vision. Take decisive control of your financial future. Leverage the amazing tools, the vibrant community available, your next big idea. It's not just waiting to be dreamed, it's waiting to be built, funded, brought to life. And Spartan Cafe is right there to help make that happen.
Couldn't have said it better. And as you move forward with those visionary projects, remember Spartan Cafe is your go-to hub for connecting with the resources you need. And hey, don't forget to nurture yourself along the way. Visit Stay Well Global at staywellglobal.com.
You know, in this age just saturated with information, maybe the true power isn't just in knowing stuff. Maybe it's in connecting. Connecting your audacious vision to the perfect resources, the right people, the strategic support that will genuinely propel you forward. So here's a final thought to leave you with. What pivotal connection will you proactively make today to move your dream from just a concept into a compelling reality? Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Now go out there and keep building that amazing future.